The Pasuk says in Parshas Devarim, in the Teichocha, that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving to Klal Yisrael, he starts off, V'oimer aleichem be'esa hilemor lo'ucha levadi se'es eschem. I am unable to carry you, Moshe Rabbeinu says. Why? Hashem aloikechem hir be'eschem v'hinchem hayoim ki koichove yashamayim l'roiv. You are great and roiv like koichovim lo'ucha levadi. And afterward, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eicho eso levadi torchachem masachem v'rivchem. I once saw in the time of the Krah that be'etzem this was a chelik of the Musar and the Teichocha that Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Klal Yisrael. The Hainu, we found that Klal Yisrael is nimshal to two things. Klal Yisrael is nimshal to Afar Ha'oretz and to Koichovim, the Ribui. That Klal Yisrael was Eichet to were both. Now there's a difference. There's a difference. We find, Lamoshal, we find in Parshas Lech Lecha, when Lot left Avram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a brocha and said that V'hoyo zarecho ka'afar ha'oretz. V'hoyo v'samti zarecho ka'afar ha'oretz. Afterward, by the Brisbane Abesorim, Avram says to the Eibishter, Hein li loinosata zera, you didn't give me anything. And then Hashem says, look at the Koichovim, if you can count them, koyia zarecho. So the Yerachayim there explains that Avram Avinu's bakosha to HaKadosh Baruch was, even though he had a bracha previously for Afar HaOretz, a bar offer is a loshon of pshutim, kamus, many, many, many children, but all pshutim like Afar HaOretz. I want gedoylim, li, hein li loinasat zera, someone that can follow my way, shine to the world. That's what Avram bakosha was, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, b'seder. They're going to be like Koichovim Meirim, great people. Not only big in Kamas, but also Eichos. But the word is like this. Once Klal Yisrael becomes Koichovim, and each one becomes big and great, has his own Mahalach in Avodas Hashem, and his own Deya, or it makes a Pirud. The etzem fact that each one shines in his own way, it makes a pirud, this mokim for machloikis, with deoy shoinois. Even after the koichovim, the brocha of koichovim, we still need the brocha of Afar HaOretz to create an achdus ben Klal Yisrael. It started out Kafar HaOretz, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moisif koichovim, but even after the koichovim, we still need the mailo of Afar HaOretz. Moshe Rabbeinu's taina over here was Hinchem Hayoim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu said? Hinchem Hayoim ki choichov yashamayim l'roiv. You became many and great like choichov yashamayim, but I can't carry you like this. There were so many dinei Torah and complaints and tainas between Eicho esa levadi torchachem umasachem v'rivchem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this was a chelik of the nefila that comes out of great people, each one going in his own way and being great. Avadet zebrocha kechove yashamayim, but they were missing that mailo of kafara oretz of the achdus b'nehem. That was a chelik of the teichocho. We find the amoyer de kezach. I mentioned before in Parshas Lech Lecha, we find two brochas to Klal Yisrael. Firstly, afara oretz. Secondly, Koichovei Hashamayim. It's going up in Madregas. We look after the Akedah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives another brocha to Avram Avinu. What's the brocha there? V'harba arba zaracho ki koichvei Hashamayim u'kechoil asher al sfas hayam. Combination. It says Koichovei Hashamayim and kechoil asher al sfas hayam. And I thought, this is mamish the vort. Hare the Or HaChaim says Koichovim is greater than Ofer. So we're going up. So why by the Akedah do we say Koichovim the Broch is? And then Kechoil Hayam. It sounds like we're going down. The answer is with this word, because even after your Koichovim, you need the Milo of Afar HaOretz of Achtus. And that Broch Avram Avinu got Bishleimus Bizmano Akedah. And here I'll be Moisef. We find that with its bracha by the Akeda, kechoychol v'yashamayim, it says ukechoil asher al tzvas hayam. Originally, it was afar ha'oretz, and now that offer became choil al tzvas hayam. What's the difference between afar ha'oretz and choil al tzvas hayam? The difference is afar ha'oretz is many all over the world, but it doesn't hold. Not strong, wind can blow it away. Choil, the mile of choil al tzvas hayam, says the Maral, because there's a certain achdus in the choil, it holds back the water. The waves can't wash it away. The yam stays in its place. Gevuloi samto, layam. There's a barrier that protects the world, which is the choil al tzvas hayam, which means when Klal Yisroel has the madrega of koichovim, great people, and afal pikein, there's a moyerdika achdus beineim without pirud, that it's not just offer, it becomes choil. They can stand strong, not be washed away by the golos, by the amim, not be washed away by anything, and stand kechoil al tzvas hayam. Back to us, Moshe Rabbeinu's toichocho was Hayom yukoychovim, but you went up to koychovim and you lost the mile of an offer. This tircho masachem verivchem, and memela we have to get back to the kechoil al tzvas hayam. Klal Yisrael has many great people over the doiros. If we look at the medrash at the beginning of Eicha, Bizman Achurban, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Va'oy, they all came to the Eibishter with tefillah v'chanina of everything they did in their life for the Eibishter, for Klal Yisrael. Please don't bring the Churban. And nothing was neskabel to the Eibishter till Rochel Imenu was koftza. And Rochel said, I gave over the simonim to my sister Leah and I was mevater. She shouldn't be nizbayish. I was mevater. So you too be mevater to the Bnei Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bishvilcho Rochel, I'm going to be Goyal Klal Yisrael. Bishovu bonam legvulam. Rochel, Leah, were koichovim meirim. They were the mothers of Klal Yisrael, each one with their tafkid, moyerdike koichovim. Yet, the mile of Rochel was the achdus, not to go, a person who has a mahalach and he knows what his tafkid is, he goes that way, and sometimes if other people have to suffer and then is bayish, nu, what can you do? What can you do? Sometimes there's hefseidim along the way, nein. Here we find where the Imois had the mailo of Kechovim, but Kechoyla Shvas Hayam, she's my sister, she's not going to be nizbayish over here, and that's what's going to bring the Geula Hashleimo. We say in Hamavdil Motzei Shabbos, Hamavdil bein Kodesh lechoyl, chatoisenu hu yimchoyl, zareinu v'kaspeinu, our children and money, zareinu v'kaspeinu, yarbe kechoyl, v'kakoychovim balaylo. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuvas brings this down and he says he found in old Siddur Ashkenaz a different girsa, which he tainis is the right girsa. Over there it said the other order, the other way around, kaspeinu vizareinu. It said kesa first. And says the Chasam Sofer, the reason is because if you say, the bracha says kechoil, yarbe kechoil, va'al tzvas hayam. One of them should be like choil, I'm sorry, kechoil, v'kakoychovim balaylo. One of them is choil and one of them is koychovim. So which one do you want to be like sand and which one do you want to be like stars, shining bright stars? So Lefi argues, so we say Zareinu v'kasbeinu, we're saying our children should be like choil and the kesef should be kekoychovim balaylo. Says the Chasam Sofer, Ipcha mistavra. You should really say like the other girsa, kaspeinu vizareinu. Then the yarbe kechoil is going on the kesef, kakoychovim balayla is going on the zera. Even though b'derech klal we don't like to talk about money before children, that's what B'nai Godu, B'nai Ruvain said, and Moshe Rabbeinu had a tain on them, they were more worried about their mamoim. So the Chasam Sofer is miyashiv that, because over here we have to say kaspeinu vizareinu in order for the rhyme to work well, so we have to say first that order. I'm not going to be myrich now, but divrei Chasam Sofer. First we have to say yarbe kechoil and then koychovim balaylo. Balaylo has to be next, so it should rhyme. So that forces us to say Kaspeinu Vizareinu. Okay. Lamaisa, from the shtickle of the Chasam Sofer Rabbeisai, we have a kasha on our nusuch. We say Zareinu Vekaspeinu. Why are we saying Yarbek Achoyl? If there's a choice, Choyl or Koychovim, which one should we pick for Zareinu? The Chasam Sofer says it should be Koychovim, and yet we say Kechoyl. Lafi Devareinu, it's Miyushev. Because we find by the Akedah that after the Brocha of Koychovim, we want to go back to Choyl. We're looking for the Brocha of Kechoyl al Shvas Hayom. After the Madrega of Koychovim, that we're still Kechoyl al Shvas Hayom, that is the Spitz. The Spitz Mile of Klal Yisrael that holds them stark in Golus. It makes an Achdus, the Goyim can't be Misgaber, Azovi the Yam can't be Misgaber, and that's what brings the Geula La'osid Lovoy. Parshas Devorim is always the Parsha before Tishu B'Av, and there's an unbelievable Ramban. The Shaychas to Tishu B'Av is Mamish Mavur in the Ramban and the Hagdoma to Devorim. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Teichocha, why? What was in this Teichocha, number one, that they shouldn't be Choyze L'Kilkulam? They should be Mesakin their Drochim. But also he says, Lohidia Chasodov Imohem U'Lechazik Lohem. He was coming to say, look how much, you did so many chatoim. Look, I'm gonna list them all, and yet you're still here. Kodesh Baruch Hu is noyeg imochem bechesed, and he's still giving you everything you need. All the arboim shonam bamidbar. Look what he did for you. To give you a chizoki b'midas rachamim yisnaheg imochem lo'olam. They shouldn't be misyayish and say, Lo nucha l'reshes es ha'oretz. How can we bring Eretz Yisrael, go into Eretz Yisrael? We'll do chatoim, there'll be midas hadin. Lochein hoidia Moshe Rabbeinu ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamon molei rachamim ki aslicho v'hamachilo mimenu yizborach siyua ve'ezer libnei odom ba'avoidosoi ki inyan shenemar ki imcho haslicho leman tivorei. Not only is it a teichocho, but between the lines of the teichocho we have to hear chizuk, the rachamim and the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient and gives to help us out to do tshuva, to help us out in avodosoi. That we shouldn't be misyayish, afal pisha yismamea. We'll be misayim, the Medrash here says in Medrash Rabbah, Elu hadvorim, the Medrash says that the Loshon Dvorim, the Loshon of Dvorim, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kidvoirim, it's a remez to bees, Kidvoirim Hoyu Misnahagim Bonai Bo'olam. Klal Yisrael is like bees. So the Medrash there has many different shotim in the comparison of Klal Yisrael to bees, something about bees. Bees flock after the queen bee, like Klal Yisrael follows and flocks after the Gedolim. A bee has Devash and Oikets, Torah also. For someone who follows the Torah by him turns into Devash. I would just like to be Messiah with this Nakuda, that perhaps another Moshel to Devorim. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Teichocha to Klal Yisrael over here. The Maila of a bee, what does a bee do? A bee that goes around the bees and they collect the pollen from the flowers and they internalize it in their body and turn it into dvash. The limud over here is when a yid hears the teichocho, if it's just teichocho ba'almo and he doesn't take it in, it's like an oikets. It's like an oikets. It's a sting because we're just going to get punished more. But if a yid nemtas harayin, and it goes in his guf internally, he becomes meshubuch. He can turn it into dvash by listening to teichocho and the oynish that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending, and a person internalizes it and changes and is misale and miskarev to the Eibishter. He just took that teichocho and made it into a shtik dvash. But only if it's internalized, that's the maila of Dvoirim. Dvoirim can take in other things, internalize it, and make it more meshubuch. And that was the remez over here at the beginning of the parashas HaTeichocho, that take it around like Dvoirim do, like the bees do, Mietz Hashem. The Oilom should have a gevaldike Shabbos. Kol Tov.